Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
New England is once again home to Super Bowl champions. The New England Patriots beat the LA Rams 13-3 last night in Atlanta to win Super Bowl 53. It was the lowest scoring game in Super Bowl history. But after the game, that didn't matter to the Patriots. They were happy to celebrate their sixth title in franchise history. WBUR's Shira Springer was in Atlanta and reports from there this morning on what the win meant to the Patriots.
Brady's pass is caught. And number 11, Julian Edelman, tackled by Akeem Talib.
Most of Super Bowl 53 was a grinded-out, keep-the-faith kind of game. It was a defensive slugfest. It was ugly. But as Super Bowl MVP Julian Edelman said,
I'll take an ugly win over a pretty loss any day.
If you watched the Rams for the first time last night, you would have never known they boasted the NFL's second-ranked offense this season. In Atlanta, the Patriots' defense held the Rams to just a single field goal. Patriots outside linebacker Dante Hightower, who sacked Rams quarterback Jared Goff, said this about how the Patriots' defense kept the pressure on.
You know, a lot of that is, us on the field able to communicate with each other and changing things up, and maybe the offense might know what we're doing, but because we have so much chemistry, we're built together and we're smart enough to change things up and flip it up. So, you know, we did a good job of that the past months, and you know, we did a good job tonight.
And the Patriots' top offensive players, like running back James White, went out of their way to praise the team's defense.
They don't get enough credit, but whenever the big games come around, I mean, they play their top-notch football at every level.
But most of all, the Patriots took pride in how much they believed in each other and persevered throughout the Super Bowl and throughout the entire NFL season. Tight end Rob Gronkowski reflected on the up-and-down year that had some NFL pundits wondering whether the Patriots dynasty was over, whether Gronk was too beat up, whether Brady was too old.
You know, the grind from the beginning of training camp to now, you know, the obstacles, how we stuck together, you know, it was life. We went through life this year and keep on going. Tom, you know, we stuck together, baby. I love you, dog. And that's what we did. We figured it out. We found our identity. Keep on grinding. That was our identity. Wear the other team out.
Gronkowski easily could have been describing last night's game because there were plenty of ups and downs.
Brady's pass. Ball in the air, and it's intercepted.
When Tom Brady threw an interception on his first pass, Super Bowl 53 got off to an inauspicious start. Then, later in the opening quarter, kicker Steven Gostkowski missed a 46-yard field goal. Despite some big catches by Edelman and Gronkowski, the Patriots continued to struggle offensively in the second and third quarters. But it was the same story for the Rams. The teams entered the fourth tied 3-3. Finally, with 7 minutes remaining, rookie running back Sony Michel scored on a 2-yard touchdown run. The Patriots added another field goal late in the fourth. Brady finished with 262 yards.
We were just chipping away, and we were moving the ball. We just couldn't convert enough. That was a great football team. I mean, they're at this point for a reason. They got a lot of great players, and we made enough plays.
With the victory, Brady becomes the first player in NFL history to win six Super Bowls. Meanwhile, at 66, Coach Bill Belichick is now the oldest head coach to win a title. While number six wasn't pretty, it's a good reminder of how hard it is to have the kind of success enjoyed by the Patriots, and what it sometimes takes to sustain, arguably, the greatest dynasty in sports. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.